cracked soil, dead plants, and low water levels are just some of the repercussions that states like Arizona and California are currently experiencing from the drought. And in places like Turlock, California, Josh Weimer with the Turlock Irrigation District says farmers have had to adjust to these circumstances.
We have a 5-member locally elected board, and 3 years ago, they started reducing the amount of water available to farmers to prepare for an instance like this.
NASA says drought happens for many reasons, such as climate change and changes in ocean temperatures or the jet stream. For irrigation canals, water evaporates and exacerbates the situation. But a first-in-the-nation pilot project has a solution. Project Nexus plans to install solar panel canopies over sections of the Turlock Irrigation District's canals to develop energy and curb evaporation. Weimer says the potential is vast.
If we were to cover all 4,000 miles of irrigation canals and water aqueducts in California, what could be the potential water quality and water supply savings, and also how much renewable energy will we be able to generate?
The idea came from a study by California researchers. They illustrated that putting solar panels over California's canals could potentially save 63 billion gallons of water every year. That would be enough to irrigate 50,000 acres of farmland or meet the residential water needs of more than 2 million people. Study author Brandy McEwen is a postdoctoral scholar at the University of California, Santa Cruz. She says there may be another benefit, too.
There's a thermal threshold on solar panels. If they become too hot, they have a decline in performance. And so because water heats up more slowly than land, we estimate there could be an increase in efficiency in solar panel electricity.
Weimer says that solar canals means there is no demand on land use.
If we want to buy land to put renewable energy, the cost of that land drives up the overall project. And we're a publicly owned utility, and so any costs get directly passed on to our ratepayers.
McEwen adds this project could also help protect other parts of the environment.
A lot of large-scale solar developments are out in the Mojave Desert, and these areas are sensitive and home to threatened species like the Mojave Desert tortoise. So by using already disturbed land, we can avoid habitat loss, degradation, and fragmentation.
Construction is expected to begin this fall. It's only being tested in California, but Weimer thinks it could expand to other parts of the country.
In Arizona, obviously, very large irrigation companies and great spot for obviously solar. And so it's something that I think has real world implications outside of just California.
In fact, India has been installing solar panels over canals for years and has seen success in reducing water evaporation. As for the project in Turlock, Weimer says it will take 1 to 2 years to determine how viable solar canals are.
We think that it is going to be designed in a way that will be successful, but we'll see in a few years.
Reporting from Los Angeles, Karen Marroquin, Cronkite News.